What's up, guys? How are you? Welcome into the Wednesday morning edition of the Daily Juice Podcast. My name is Matt Perrault. You can follow me on Twitter at SportsDuckMatt. This podcast available on all platforms, anywhere you get podcasts, and bettingpros.com each and every single morning. Always being brought to you by BetMGM. All right, so I'm taping this here at 9 p.m. like I normally do on the Pacific Coast time, Pacific Coast. I can't tell you exactly where we're going to be tomorrow for a record perspective. We got the win with West Virginia at +6.5. I'm watching the Vegas Golden Knights. They're currently up 4-1. We have them on the puck line at +120. And the Boston Celtics against the Utah Jazz, we have the over 220.5. And the game right now is at 155. So about two to play in the third quarter. So we're going to be tight. We might need overtime. It may be a 2-1 day. But unfortunately, we had the Capitals game postponed due to COVID-19 issues with the Capitals and the Flyers. So that stunk. But it's either, I feel like we'll get one of the two. We might get both. So it's either a 3-0 day or it's going to be a 2-1 day. I mean, maybe, I guess it could be if all heck broke loose here in the fourth quarter and third period. It could be a 1-2 day, but most likely we're up again here. So Sunday, a winner, big winner. Monday, a winner. Looks like Tuesday is going to be a winner as well. So we're off to a really good start here. And why not? We crossed the 1 million listen threshold basically overnight. We hit that 1 million mark in 7 months in one day. We took us to get to 1 million listens of the Daily Juice podcast. All right. It's really exciting. And I'm so psyched about this. And I have some information about what we're going to do for a fundraiser for the Ronald McDonald House. And I'm really going to say thank you first and foremost to a company in just outside of Chicago, a company in Illinois, a bakery in Illinois. He's TJ on the Discord chat. That's his handle. Him and his wife have stepped forward to help us raise money and to do something to celebrate the 1 million listens for the Daily Juice. I have done this in my radio career. I've never done this with a podcast, and I have no idea how well this is going to go. I have no clue if you guys are even remotely interested in this. We're going to get all the pricing, okay? But they told me that I could say some things here today about what they do and where they are. I got the most incredible email from a guy named Jason, who lives outside of Chicago, who wrote the most incredible, gave me the most incredible story about how him and his wife, when their twin daughters were in the ICU, how the Ronald McDonald House helped them. And I guess it was, I'm confusing stories. Somebody had their twin daughters outside of Chicago that the Ronald McDonald House helped. And then him, his daughter, Allison, was born with a heart defect. And I mean, for the surgery she went through, they stayed multiple times at the Ronald McDonald House free of charge. And he wants everyone to know that this fundraiser is incredibly important. And they are, you know, he's just saying, look, this charity is incredibly special to him as well as me. As you guys know, my daughter, that's why she was in the ICU for 6 days. She wasn't breathing on her own. She had a collapsed lung. And the Ronald McDonald House helped us just tremendously. So here's what we're going to do. All right. After Valentine's Day, we're going to let the folks at this bakery get through Valentine's Day, which is complete and total craziness for them. But once they get through Valentine's Day, we're then going to have a cookie be designed by this company. All right. That's just outside of Chicago. And they are going to design this, ship it to you. You're going to go and we're going to set up a special payment. And for 7 days, probably next week, like next Monday, for 7 days, we're going to have the Daily Juice cookie on sale online with a link for you guys to go and help us raise money for the national chapter of the Ronald McDonald House. This company is going to be very transparent. They're going to tell us everything that's been going on. They're going to be very clear as to how much money is going to cost them to ship it, how much money is going to cost them to make it. And we're just really cool, really excited. So it's sweetseasbakery.com. Okay, that's the website. SweetCSBakery.com. SweetCSBakery.com. That's the website. Okay. That's where they are. That's where they live. That's where they work. That's the name of their company, TJ and his great wife. And we're going to have the link. We're going to have the design. We're going to have the cost. And you guys are going to get some great cookies. They ship the cookies all over the country. This is nothing new for them to ship all over the country. And it's going to raise money for the national chapter of the Ronald McDonald House from us, the Daily Juice audience. So whatever we can make, whatever we can do, whatever we can build up, I have no idea what we're going to wind up with. If we raise $100, I feel like that's $100 that the, you know, that charity didn't have before that, right? If we raise $1,000, awesome. $2,000, whatever it might be. I have no idea what the power of the Daily Juice audience is. It could be awesome. It could be small. It doesn't matter to me. I just wanted to do something to celebrate the 1 millionth listen to the Daily Juice and raise money for the Ronald McDonald House. I've already given $2,500 to them, but I want to give them more. And whatever I can do to help that charity out, I think it's so incredibly important for families and parents who have undergone just the stress and the horrific issues that have gone into where we are here. You know, when your kid is sick, there's nothing worse than when your kid is sick. And those people do an incredible job of helping families stay close, free of charge, food, support, sleeping at the hospital. It's just, it's incredibly important to me. So that's coming. All right. There's your details. More coming. Okay. But it's going to be after Valentine's Day. So probably next week. We're taking some time to get everything together so we're all buttoned up and we're good to go. When we go live with the payment process, we're all good. We take credit cards and away we go, right? So look for that Sweet Seas Bakery in Illinois, just outside of Chicago. I know there's a Sweet Sea Bakery, but it's the S you got to have. SweetCSBakery.com. That's important because I was on two different websites before. So it's in Illinois. The website's like a bluish color, like a baby blue. So that's the website you want to be on for SweetSeasBakery.com. Thanks to GGJ and his wife. So there we go. So we're going to get that going. All right. So we got three plays for you guys. I got one college basketball play, one NHL play, one NBA play that I'll get to here in just 1 second. And we're going to probably have an ad in college basketball in the Discord channel tomorrow. I've got a couple of games. I'm not going to talk about them right here because we're running long here, but I got a couple of games I'm eyeballing in college hoops. Well, I'll just tell you, Houston is the one I'm looking at. I might fade Houston. St. Louis is another one I'm looking at. I might fade St. Louis. I'm not there yet in both those games, so I'm kind of going back and forth. I faded Creighton last night. That was a mistake. I took West Virginia, though. That was right. +6. Good job. Everybody wanted me to play Country Roads today. I got in trouble last time. People were all mad when I played a different intro song. You guys were like, I got people who were telling me their wives were mad at me. One woman in labor was angry. She was in labor listening to Daily Juice, and she was mad that I ended up changing the intro song. So I'm going to leave that alone. But yeah, I'm with you. Like, let's get a little John Denver action, right? He sings that song. I don't know who sings Country Road, but you know what I mean? So we got that going on. All right. So we are back with an offer from BetMGM that you guys know about quite well. It's the $600 free bet from BetMGM. Risk-free first bet up to $600. New players can take advantage of this new risk-free welcome offer using that promo code JUICE100. This is available in New Jersey, Colorado, Indiana, Tennessee, Michigan, Iowa, Pennsylvania, Virginia, and West Virginia. You're all together, right? One free risk-free bet up to $600 thanks to BetMGM. You must be 21 years or older, and you must be physically located in the states of New Jersey, Colorado, Indiana, Tennessee, Iowa, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Virginia, and West Virginia. Go to BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. JUICE100 is that promo code that you must be using when you sign up for your new account. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700 in Colorado and Nevada, 1-800-GAMBLER in New Jersey and West Virginia, or 1-800-9 with it in Indiana. All right, let's talk some college hoops. Drake is at home against Northern Iowa. I know the Drake Bulldogs haven't exactly been cashing tickets lately. The regression's real. And that happens, right? You get off to a ridiculous start against the spread, and then you regress. That's just natural, right? You're not going to go, you know, 25-0 against the spread. The books are going to catch up with you, all right? So Northern Iowa is at Drake. Northern Iowa is not a good team at all against the number. They are 4-12 against the spread this year. They are also a team that have been getting killed by a lot of teams, okay? Their record overall is horrible, and this is a rivalry game, all right? I understand that Drake is not covered in three of the last four games. So the first move here, Drake opened up as 11-point favorites against Northern Iowa. I like Ben Jacobson a lot. He's a really good dude, great coach. His team is bad this year. UNI is not good. Drake is now 9.5-point favorites because everybody is now going to fade Drake because they've been losing money on Drake. this is when we get back on the train. Okay. We're getting back on Drake here after their road losses to Valpo, or I guess one loss and one not cover, but Drake off of a loss. They lost by 17 points to Valpo. Great wake up call. Let's get a bounce back win here against a bad Northern Iowa team at home at the Knapp Center. Drake big wins it big. 9.5. Get it under 10. I'm hoping it goes lower than that. I bet it at 9.5. Hopefully you guys get a better number than that. You guys will get it below that. But I got it at 9.5. We're getting back on the Drake Bulldogs. Bulldogs at home at the Knapp Center. Let's take them. Let's hopefully see them get a nice big victory here tonight against Northern Iowa. That's our one play in college basketball. To hockey. Montreal and Toronto. Ooh, this is a barn burner. I love this matchup. I love this hockey game. We've had a lot of success in hockey. All right. We've been doing really well. And this is a game that could kind of go either way. I understand there may be other games that you can bet on here in the NHL. And you might be like, Matt, man, really that game? That's so tough. Aren't there other games you could jump on? Aren't there other games that you could enjoy and other games that you want to get into? Isn't that like the better way of doing it? I mean, maybe, but there are only two games on the docket. Boston at New York. Don't love that game. Bruins probably win that game, but Bruins on the road against New York is always a big rivalry. Montreal is at home. All right, it's a 7:30 start time for Montreal against Toronto. These are a 10-2-1 Toronto team and an 8-2-2 Montreal team. They're 3-2 on at home. They're 4-1 on the road. I cannot wait to see what Montreal looks like here. They are slight favorites. When these two teams played earlier in the first game of the season, it was a 5-4 overtime win for Toronto at home. I think we might be in for another barn burner, another tight, tight game, another really fun game. So we're going to go and take Montreal to even up the series on the money line at -115. Take the home team, Montreal against Toronto in the NHL. I may add the Bruins. That may be the game that I add. We'll see how that kind of goes. I may add that. But one more play to the NBA. This game you might boo at, and I understand it. You may hate it. But everyone is downplaying. Everyone is blasting the Brooklyn Nets. Really bad loss. I mean, really bad loss last night to the Pistons, and just completely inexcusable, disgusting loss that you cannot have. You can't lose 122-111. You just can't. Okay. This team is expected to be really, really good, and they've been really, really average. The Pacers aren't bad. Okay. But Brooklyn's at home, and I don't care who plays. If it's Harden and Kyrie or Harden and Kevin Durant, or Kyrie and Kevin Durant and no Harden. It's part of the problem is they keep on having all these inconsistent lineups and you don't know where they are. But Kyrie Irving said they looked very average. All right. And I think this is now a team that's beginning to understand that, look, you can coast in the regular season, but you got to at least quiet people down. They have lost 3 in a row, 4 of 5. This is not a team that's going to lose that games like that and not have some real soul searching and a lot of pressure being placed on them. Nets are at home. They're laying 2. I'm going to take the Nets to win here and snap this 3-game losing streak. I mean, shoot, they beat the Clippers. It's just crazy. I would expect maybe all 3 stars to play tonight to get after it and say, okay, we're not going to have this happen. We're not going to let this go down like that. And so I'm going to take the Nets -2 at -110. All right. 3 plays for us here going on a Wednesday. We're going Drake -9.5, Montreal money line -115, and the Brooklyn Nets at -2 at -110. I may add a hockey game. I may add a basketball game. I may add a college basketball game. We're going to see how everything kind of plays out a little bit. I was allowed to announce the winner of the Amari Cooper jersey. I said yesterday, oh, and I have the winner of the helmet for Patrick Mahomes. You guys were wondering about that, right? Who won on the live stream? Who won the Patrick Mahomes helmet? And that helmet was won by, hold on, I thought I had it. I guess I don't have it. Hold on. Oh, here it is. Paul from Syracuse, New York. Paul from Syracuse, New York. Congratulations. You have won the awesome autographed helmet, Super Bowl helmet from Patrick Mahomes, thanks to Pristine Auction and Betting Pros and the Daily Juice. Congratulations to you guys. Okay. I'll be back tomorrow with more information on the cookie fundraiser to buy cookies. Thanks to Sweet C's Sweet C's Bakery outside of Chicago, Midwest company, right in the middle of the country. You can send stuff out 1-2 days. You get your cookies good to go. We're going to do it for 7 days next week. Okay. I'll tell you more information tomorrow as we get rolling here. It's only Tuesday, so probably next Monday we'll start it. So we got plenty of time to celebrate the 1 million listens for the Daily Juice and to raise money for the Ronald McDonald House. Lots of cool stuff coming with that. Cannot wait to do that. Cannot wait to give you more information about how we're going to raise money for this great charity. So thank you for listening. Thank you for being a part of this. My name is Matt Perrault. Follow me on Twitter at SportsTalkMatt. Every morning, it's the Daily Juice Podcast right here on bettingpros.com, brought to you by BetMGM.